got the first truth, nothing but the truth. What you say? Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose. Come on! First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins. Yeah, I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, a body frame. Come on! I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon is long. Tell the long, long, long. Come on, come on. Tell now. To the long, long, long. Back in the kitchen, cause the winter gets too needy. Come on, pick me collard greens and cornbread rice. Chicken breast, cocktails on the side. Got what I'm talking about. Deacon Underwood, get my fishy ready, cause when it gets too needy, right. Come on! Dr. West, count the money, come back and tell us what you raised.
We ain't gonna find another day.
I got some people today looking for some blessing. First God, got to get the praise.
Come on, y'all!
See, there's an old saying. When the praise go up, you get the blessing coming down. I got some people in the church, God Almighty, look at them, they're messing around. Come on, come on.
Woo!
Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Listen. I got people in the church smoking weed, drinking whiskey, they're drinking a lot of gin.
What you say?
I got the preacher with the night prayer meeting, all about 10, I give it 8 10. Early Sunday morning, about a quarter and a half past 10.
Yeah!
I got some people, they coming off the street. God Almighty, look at them, they're strolling in.
They need help!
They laying at the altar, they confess the sin, their sin.
Come on, wait!
Time is still Monday morning, they doing the same thing again.
Hypocrite, hypocrite!
Hell no!
Come on!
To the no, no, no! Hell to the no! Got kids dropping out of school, talking about they don't want to learn. Yet they're standing on the corner rolling blunts, talking about come on, let's learn.
Now better get back to school.
I got kids walking up and down the street, pants hanging down around their knees.
What's them pants talking
about? That they're looking for a job. When I see them get a book, I say please. See all they ever talk about, brag about who got the biggest and the baddest gun. Trying to see the copper with the little top. They drop the gun, they wanna run.
Put your gun down.
Now the sheriff got them locked up. They sit in the county jail.
Hey,
I heard the mama, she was crying all night. She can't get no money for the bill.
Come on.
Now the man with the home run, cause they did put some money in the commissary.
Where you going now?
He said, you're in the jail, brother man. You were sure get it from the cemetery.
Come on, women.
See, there's an old saying. That a hard head makes a soft behind.
Yeah!
What this is in your crime? Don't do the time. Stop the bitch and cry. Come on, come on. Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Listen. When people talk about you, all you gotta do is let them talk much and defeat.
That's what they gonna do, y'all.
Cause all you gotta do is get down on your knees. Tell God about it, I guarantee he will never leave you alone.
Yeah.
All you got to do is tell the devil, hell no, won't you leave me alone?
Devil, leave.
Hell no.
Come on, wait.
To the no, no, no.
Come on, come on.
Hell to the no. To the no, no, no.
Come on.
Amen, amen. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our saints and our King. We thank you all for tuning in to today's broadcast. I am your host tonight. I am the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia Cameron Smith Abrams, Martin coming to you live from the United States of America. Very excited about what God is doing in our life today. I thank you all for tuning in to tonight's show. It's been an awesome day. God has been so good to us in every way, and I'm very excited about tonight's broadcast. God just gave me a word just a few minutes ago. You know, God gives us total wisdom to know things and what he would like people to hear and to know what comes from the Lord, you know. And I just thank God to be one of his chosen vessels to be able to speak what thus says the Lord at all times at any given moment. And we just thank God for you all tuning into the broadcast tonight. And I pray that you'll glean something from tonight's show. Amen. For your life, your health, and your strength. Amen. Your mortal body and your physical body, as well as your spiritual body, as well as the supernatural. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you, Father, for this is the day that thou hast made, and I truly shall rejoice and be glad in this day as we get ready for the last hour and a half of today's. We're just thanking you, Lord God, for delivering us through this day. Amen. We thank you, Father, for taking care of our children and life and our health, our strength. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing for us. Amen. And keeping us safe from our first time in danger, both seen and unseen dangers. And we thank you, Lord God, you bless us and you help us to know that we do entertain angels unaware. Amen. And we thank you, Father, for our angels, beings that protect us throughout the night season. Just everything in the name of Jesus, we just thank God for each and every one that is a part of the network, ministering the word of God to God's divine people everywhere. It's just such a great, great feeling to know that we are about God's business, not of our own self, you know. But God does says, and which I love about God, he said he's going to glorify the house of his glory. So we take time to worship and adore him and bless his name and do what God has called us to do. He's going to take care of, you know, honoring us, without exception. And I just thank God. I don't care if you're great or small, if you're a woman or a man or black or white or Asian or whatever. It doesn't matter. God is going to glorify the house of his glory. And so I just thank God to be one of the chosen vessels to do such a thing, to worship him and to bless his holy name. Amen. And to the point that even my children be like, yeah, no, mom is about God, yeah. You know, it's like, is that a bad thing? Amen. But we thank God for, you know, all of my children. I thank God for blessing them to know me and me to don't know them and to be able to commune with my children each and every day. Amen. And, you know, to be honored by my sons, you know, and grandchildren. And I just thank God for each and every one of them and their spouse, their friends, colleagues, co-workers, just everything that they're about. You know, I thank God for that. Just to know that they're okay in this world. And they're able to deal with this world that they're in, that they have a mom, a praying mom, that prays for them. Amen. As they go throughout their life journey, you know? And I thank God for that. Amen. So, anyway, just wanted to just take this time, the moment in time, to just bless God and thank him for just all that he's doing for us and the opportunity to worship him and worship him and bless his holy name is worthy to be praised. And then tonight we're going to talk about some very serious things that have been affecting us in the global community, and it's the immune system. And then talk about some herbal remedies that will help to heal your body and things that I've been doing during this season. I've always done it anyway, but more intense and focused. And it all came from the wisdom from God, just reading His Word, you know. And He helped me to create things that has been good for me and has been helpful for me. And I share those things that I do each and every day, day and night, morning and night, you know. And they're simple, simple things, you know, and I mean, I just thank God for it. But there's some groundbreaking, you know, things that people are discovering. But they've been with us for centuries. You know, God created everything for our glory, for our health, and our healing for our body, from the fruit, the fruit, the vegetables, the herbs, you know, and the soil which we come from, you know. And if we can go back to the soil, we'll be able to see these are the things that we need for our health, for our help, for our immune system. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to take time also to study the Word of God. Amen. Because it's in the Bible, in the Word of God, where we'll find the answers that we need for our own prosperity. You know what I'm saying? It's just so amazing. Amen. So, again, just I want you all just to take a moment while I look to the phones. I'm going to play one of the ministers that can broadcast. And you heard it earlier today if you listened to Sunday service. And she had a beautiful song that her daughter wrote. And thank God she gave me permission to play it. And I'm just going to play it again. So you're hearing it played last week. I'm going to play it again. Amen. So let me just turn to it. And the name of the song is called Make Me Right. We're just going to play that.
My heart tried my ring. Thank you.
Again, that was the Amin family. And Kadisha is the writer, the singer, the lead vocalist, and she's also playing on the organ, the electric keyboard. And we just thank God for the family and the soundtracks that she's been and laid out. Amen. We created an MP3 for her so she could use it and send it to her in Jesus' name. So, the word of God is very crystal clear. And God said in Genesis that He made the food for our meat. And then the fruit is for our meat. You know, it's for the healing of our body. And it's for our health and all these other good stuff, you know. So I just thank God that we can always turn our attention to the book of Genesis and to find these inspirational thoughts. Without question, they work. God is just really very clever in how He created us, you know, from His imagination. Really, you know, He, Spirit of Wisdom, the Spirit of Truth, all were there, you know, and before the beginning of time, they were there. We talk about Jesus Christ, but He was there. The Holy Spirit was there. God Himself is there. The Spirit of Wisdom, Truth, Knowledge, and all these things that men start to write down the epistles over time. And we were able to now read the Word of God. And thank God for that. And we have different versions of the Word of God, different people, you know, coming forward with their different, you know, spin on God's word. And we thank God for each person that does take the time to study God's word because they love Him. They love Him so much. And I just thank God for the ability to not only love God, but to read His word. And then to break it down. And the word of God is how God has given it to me. Amen. And I just thank God for that. I really do. So tonight we're going to go into how to protect your immune system, to build it up, and so that you'll be strengthened. And prayerfully, you can tell somebody about this as well. And, you know, within, I'd say after 90 days, you'll start to feel 100% better because not only your hair will look better, your skin will feel better, your nails will look better, your fingernails, your toenails will be stronger. You know, your whole body, your whole system will just be totally healed, you know, without any narcotics, without any drugs, without any antibiotics or any of those chemicals, just plain, simple, natural, herbal ingredients and things that you have in your kitchen, you know, you can find right there, you know, if you don't have it in your kitchen, you know, simple things you can find even in the store if you have to go to the store to get it. But these things will heal you. And then you'll feel better. Amen. The other day, last month, I spoke about the back complete, you know, removing pain from your body completely. You know, and if you're doing those simple exercises that I shared with you, simple stretches, you should really be feeling much better. It's been about a month, more than 3 weeks. You should really be completely pain gone. If you've been doing it faithfully every day, you know, just taking those a little time to stretch those muscles. And I pray that you have taken the time. You can always go back and listen to a broadcast, you know, the healing of your back pain, herbal remedies by the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi. And just download that, and you should be able to listen to a 2-hour segment and, you know, just do it, apply it. I basically walk you through how to heal your body. Now, this time we're going to talk about healing the inside of your body, which is your immune system. And the immune system is one of the most powerful support system that we have, because it affects everywhere in your body. You know, the mucous membrane, you know, you have, we're 60% water, 90% mucus. You know, so we are a true crystal, you know, water. We're just beautiful water. So we want to get our water clean and healthy, get rid of all the toxins out of our water system. You know, through our immune system, these things come inside of our body through the air, and we breathe in these pollutants. Those hair in it to protect us, and the mucous membrane protects us. Ears, earwax protects us. So sometimes some things get through. But all this bombardment of kind of like the atomic bomb is constantly released on us. Every day we go out, even the inside our house have more pollutants than outside. You know, I have to constantly open up my windows just to get fresh air to come into my house, because the house that I live in, you know, it's an old house. And anything old, you know, the paint, the dust from the paint on the wall falls down and comes into your body. And there, you can't even see it. It's so small, grains of dust. And, you know, when you sleep at night, all this dust just clogs you up. I have to wake up every morning and I'm clogged, you know, seriously. So, you know, these things cause all kind of pain that you're feeling and all kind of different things. So what I do each day is just, you have to do as well to combat all this stuff. You know, you have air conditioning system that is just totally full of pollution, of dust. You know, you got to change your filter every month. Even buy air filters, you know. I need to buy that for myself because of where I live. You know, just the air filter alone. I did have one, and there was so much dust in the air in the house, the air filter just went, you know, almost caught on fire because of all the dust particles had built up. And even when I cleaned it, it was really amazing how black and tarry the air filter a cleaner was. You know, just air, just pulling in the air within the house. It was absolutely amazing. So these things are causing us to have massive amount of pain in our body. Amen. And so we're going to clean up our body, clean up our immune system, clean up our water, clean up our well within our body internally. And this broadcast is what we're going to talk about, so you can do this. Amen. Praise God and bless His holy name. And some of these things you can also buy, you know, and we'll talk about that maybe on the next broadcast, because I'll have that information where you can buy these products. Or you can just email me at mkspcg1@gmail.com. And I'll send you either the link so you can go online and order the products as well. Because one thing, when I find information, I like to disseminate it so you can be healthy, you can be healed. And it's a few dollars change the way that you feel is what is the best thing to spend money for your own health. Because these things, if you don't take care of it, it literally have a devastating effect on the body to destroy your entire body. So let's get our immune system in check in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, turn with me to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. I read this all the time, and it's almost like I'm repeating myself over and over and over again. But the truth is sets you free. Truth is what we deal with. The truth has a lasting effect on our lives. If we speak the truth and speak it always, no matter what it may bring about, the healing of our bodies is so essential. And the truth will set us free. Amen. The truth shall set us free. Amen.
Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis chapter 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep.
God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him,
male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that move upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing fruit seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. Unto you it shall be for meat of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creep upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every herb, green herb, for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Constant fight. So the
in the air, air pollutants, and fungus causes and attacks our immune system. So we have to fight these things that are constantly coming at us. And it comes at us to the point to kill us. It kills the immune system, the fungi. So what we want to do is constantly combat that, constantly go after those things that will harm us internally. And we're going to clean up the water that has been polluted by all this dust and mites and bacteria and fungus, right? And we're going to treat it, and treat it rapidly and attack it so that we can be healed. You know, this stuff, you know, affects us. It shows out on our skin, you know, years and years of pollutants, you know, being built up. And it's nothing that you can, you know, it's not like something is punching you, but you can feel it. It's so soft, so, you know, you can't even tell that you're being attacked. You know, it's like a spiritual thing. It's just airborne pollutants that attacks our body and attacks our immune system. So we're going to counter it so rapidly every morning instead of breathing in the salt. Breathe that steam. Breathe it out 5 minutes to 15 minutes if you can take it that long. I do 5 minutes because I have such a busy lifestyle. And 5 minutes, I'm gone. I'm done. And then at night, I don't do it every night, but if I did, I wouldn't be clogged up in the morning, right? But if it did day and night, that salt will really literally clean out the air passages and all the stuff that I dealt with throughout the day, going outside, the pollutants from outside, the pollen, the smoke, the things from the car. You know, when you're talking about fungus and things like that, you can touch it. You can, you know, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's like you can't escape this thing. So with that being said, you have to constantly protect your immune system by counteracting all that you got within the day. Amen. So we want to focus on that. And so next time I come and broadcast, I'll be giving you the website where you can even order this product that would literally clean up your immune system and make your immune system stronger and help to heal you. It's 100% natural. It has no side effects. It's just natural, herbal remedy that comes from the soil and from those ingredients that's within the soil, which makes up our body. Your immune systems get healthier. Your water gets clean. It's kind of like you're going to take a vacuum and just pull all the dirt and gunk and yellow and green things out of your water, out of your well. Just get rid of all those bacteria. Amen. And funguses and, you know, all the spores that has attached itself to you over and over and over to all your cells. These things cause you to have all kind of pains and aches and throughout your body. I'm serious. It's just amazing. These little pollutants literally hurt you so much that you feel it with headaches. You feel it with all kind of different, you know, coughs and things like that. And because your body's trying to fight off that which is inside of it. And the ears, the wax didn't get, you know, didn't catch it. The nose, the nostril, the hair within the nostrils didn't catch it and stop it from coming in. It little by little got inside you every single time and has built up over the years. And then completely eradicate these things and clean out the immune system, your mucous membrane, and bring your body back to the proper pH balance where it's supposed to be at. Healthy, successful body. Amen. then, you know, this thing can hurt your lungs, it can hurt your heart, and it hurts all kind of different parts, your hair, your nails. The fungus comes out, and I'm talking about it because what happened to me just the other day, I was washing the tub out, you know, and a few days after I finished washing the tub, I don't know if it was from that or what, but all of a sudden, or it could have been, you know, I used to wear the nails, you know, the different, I'd go to the nails place, the spa treatment, and I'd have my feet done, and I'd have my nails done, and then I would put on the different, I forgot, acrylic nails, and then they went to a different type of acrylic, went from, you know, more stronger and easier to put the polish on, and polish days for, you know, 2 weeks, you know, at a time, almost a month without coming off. It looks really pretty, and every 2 weeks I have to go get it, my nail filled and stuff like that. But during the pandemic that occurred since January or February time, I started talking about it. The last time I did my nails was, I think, around in January, so I wasn't able to go back to get my nails done because everything was closed. Everything, the whole United States had shut down, and all the different beauticians and spa and nail treatment places, those were not, according to the government, essential places to be. So my nails kept growing, and my nails grow long anyway because I use the collagen. I use different things like that. And my nails and my hair naturally grows very long. Every month, it's just lots of growth, lots of new growth. And so my nails was growing out, you know, and the nails were so thick, you can't take it off, you know, literally. So I just let it grow out. So 4 months later, the nails finally, all of them was completely off of my my regular natural nails. So now I have new nails, and they're strong and long and thick, you know, anyway, my own natural nails. And I took off the last segment of the acrylic nail. But what happened, I was looking at the thumb, the right thumb, there was the nail bed didn't look right. It was kind of like indented. So I went to the doctor about it. And, I, you know, before that, I bought some over-the-counter fungus removal thing because it looked like it was infected or something. So I put that in there, and it wasn't working. So I went to the doctor, and I said, can I have something? And they said, oh, we have to give you something to that you have to take, to, you know. But, you know, you have some cream, you can use the cream, and I put it on. It still seemed like it was growing out, and it was getting less and less, but it still was there, right? So now I started saying, no, this thing is still there, and this has been more than a month. This something is wrong. And come to find out that fungus is something that is not very good to have on your body, you know, in the nail bed or... Some people have a fungus on their foot, you know, it shows out and it shows yellow. These are very bad signs, your body saying something is wrong internally. Because to get to the problem is you have to get to the root of the problem, which is inside the body. And so now my focus is on, and I will be talking to you about this, is to get rid of this fungus. This problem that has attacked me from the inside. It could have been because I had the this nails on for so many months. I think I had it for about a year. Kept on going. It was a bad habit. And so anyway, I'm gonna attack it, and I will come back and broadcast the exact treatment that I am doing to rid myself of the fungus that's infected my nail and on my right hand, my right thumb. And we're going to get rid of this together, and I'm going to treat this and tell you exactly what I use. And, you know, I know of one medical doctor who has discovered how to completely eradicate your body from fungus throughout the entire body. then I'm going to get his herbal remedies as well and use that and then share with you. But his claim to fame is within 3 weeks, feel and totally better throughout your whole body. And within 90 days, all this fungus stuff should be not only away from any visible sign on your body, but also out of your body. And you can take x-rays, and you can take an x-ray now. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to do, you know, because I like when I'm sharing anything, I like to also have proof. So I'll be doing an MRI coming up this week so I can get a full-blown, you know, inside internal view of what my body looks like, okay? And that way I'll be able to see. Now, I had one last month, and they didn't see anything in my veins anywhere, you know. So that tells you that my body is so totally pure on the inside, you know, because of the treatments and how I'm constantly working on fixing my body with the herbs and the natural things to make my body healthy. As I get older, I'm getting younger internally, and it looks outwardly looks better. As a matter of fact, I went to the nail spa people on yesterday, which was during the weekend, and so I had my day off. And when I was the guy was doing my nails, he asked me if I wanted some of the fake nails, you know, and I said nope, I'm just gonna keep everything natural. Just give me a clear coat. And as he was doing my nails, he was saying, "Man, your nails are gorgeous. They're beautiful." Like, he kept saying that. So literally within 4 months of not having any more chemicals on my nails, no more acrylics or the other gel nail or any of those things, they're all gone. He was able to see a pure nail, and he said, "Your nails are very long." And he, you know, file it down to make them even because they were in different lengths, because they're growing out naturally. He filed them down so it's even, and then he kept saying, "Wow, your nails are beautiful, like, excellent, excellent, excellent," right? And then he was feeling my hand, and he said, "You don't do any work, do you?" "Let's just do computer and type," I said. So he kept smiling, he was feeling the skin. See, he already see him because he's an expert at touching many people's hands and foot, and, you know, and he's able to tell that. You say you have hands like a baby. Your fingernails are strong, and you're fantastic. And he painted with the two coats of clear, and he did a good job. But then again, the area where there was an infection or the fungus, when he clipped it, the cuticles started to bleed, and he was very, very upset. He said, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." But he clipped other areas throughout the whole hand, all 10 fingers. They didn't bleed, but the area where there was an infection with a fungus, it bled. And I told him, "Don't worry about it." So I come home, you know, I put my aloe on, I put the alcohol, and put the cream, the fungus cream that I have. But now we're going to go into another way to really focus on the immune system, get rid of the fungus, because something else is happening within the internal body that has caused a fungus to come up, right? And we're going to eradicate it together. After using these methods within 3 weeks, like I said, I'm going to, today is the first broadcast that we're talking about herbal remedies, how to remove fungus entirely from your body, how to remove it from your immune system. I'm going to talk to you about it. So as I go through it, and you'll hear every single step that you need to take, if you decide, you don't have to take it, then I'm recommending you should take that would heal your body, not only from a fungus or a yellow toenails or fungus on your fingers, but removing fungus from the entire body, removing fungus from your entire immune system. That's going to heal your hair, heal your nails, heal your toes, heal your skin, and vital organ within your body. Remember, as I said, the body is made of 60% water and 90% mucus. So your entire body is literally water. And if this water is being polluted, and, you know, it, which is supposed to be crystal blue, crystal clear, where you can see through it to the bottom of the ocean deep, you can see how beautiful that water is, but it is now looking right like a swamp. It's looking like, you know, where there's pollen everywhere in your water, you know, and tar. That's what it's looking like at the moment, because you have not cleaned up your immune system. And so the funguses are coming up to show up that there's something else that needs to be healed in your body. And so we're going to start with the salt treatment. That's one. Turmeric is another ingredient, one of the fighters that gets rid of inflammation in the body. And turmeric is very, very good to fight and to clean. Cayenne pepper is one of the ingredients that I use also, that I drink every night with hot water. I drink the small little drop of cayenne pepper, and that will help the circulatory system and in the blood vessels. And it will help to relieve you from getting any pain, headaches throughout the night. So we're going to do the salt treatment, which is a little bit of hot water. I'll boil it for about 5 minutes and put some salt in there and breathe the steam. Inhale deep, exhale through your mouth, 5 minutes of that. The turmeric you can use as a tea. You can put that in a tea. Put the turmeric in there, and you can put the cayenne pepper in there together. Both do the different things. One is for the inflammation. The turmeric gets rid of inflammation, and the cayenne pepper helps the circulatory system. All right. The others, fighters of to help the immune system, there's a total of 8 of them. We will go over them. I've only talked about 2 of them. And we'll go over them in detail once I have, once I am using it. I don't want to share with you the things that I know of, and it's academic, but medical science will never give these information to you. Why? Well, because they are going to give you band-aids, like antibiotics. Antibiotics is not good for the body at all. It'll stop and alleviate the problem, but it also causes another problem. And we don't want that. I don't want you to be taking antibiotics because it's not going to help. And all the other things that the medical doctors are going to give you are chemicals that are just not going to solve the problem. It's just not, you know, medical doctors only can give you chemicals. And that's what they're trained to do. But these chemicals are no good for our bodies. It just really isn't. And until we counteract and get rid of all these chemicals out of our bodies, we're just going to have more problems, you know, more and more problems, not less. All right. So all these fighters are all chemicals, not chemicals, but have long scientific names, and they're just natural things that are found in the soil. And with the even the soil itself, you'll be better. But no one wants to run around and go and get mud and start eating. But actually, that's what our body actually needs. All the ingredients found in the earth. Amen. So, I'm going to go now in prayer and seek the Lord. The Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm telling you the truth. Seeking God first, God is going to show up, and he's going to show us exactly what we have to do to get rid of the fungus that causes, some serious, serious problems. Some people end up with ringworms. They end up with things like scabs and dry, itchy scalp, eczema, psoriasis, all kind of red spots all over their body. All because their immune system is not right, all because of fungus. I'm telling you, this is going to be such an eye-opening experience for everyone once we go over all these products. The natural, I call them products, and people are like, well, what is a product? Like, you think it's an herb, natural herbs that will help you to clean up those killer fungus and spores that's found all over the place. Everywhere you look, you'll find fungus. It's just absolutely amazing. Now, you know, the thing is, most people, you know, they talk about mold, you know, and they say mold will kill you. Well, fungus will too. Fungus, mold, and bacteria all will kill a mortal body. We're going to remove all of this from your body. Amen. And I'm going to back it up by the word of God. By God's word, when our immune system is out of order, then the whole body's all messed up. If you're 90% water, 90% mucus, 60% water, you know, that means we got to clean this thing up. Yes. And that's what we're going to do in Jesus' name. I'm very excited about this journey that we're on. And I pray that you'll tune into this broadcast and then come back next week with more information, more intel, step by step, how to remove fungus from our immune system and how to clean up our immune system so we have a healthy body, healthy mind, healthy lifestyle. Amen. Healthy soul, healthy spirit. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. Father God, we thank you so much for this day. I thank you, Father, for the wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. I give your name praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, Lord God, for making a way out of no way for us, for your divine protection, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for our angels of the north, angels of the south, our angels of the east, angels of the west, angels of the northeast, angels of the southeast, angels of the northwest, and angels of the southwest. We thank you, Father, for your answer in every prayer. Amen. Everything. And let us know what we are to do in the mighty name of Jesus for the healing of our bodies, the healing of our mind, the healing of our soul, the healing of our spirit. We thank you, Father, Lord God. I thank you. I bless your holy name. I thank you, Father, for every ministry, every man and woman of God, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for every household, every child, Lord God, every lay person, every mother, every father, Lord God. I thank you, Father, every boy and every girl, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the children that are being born, Lord God. And Lord God, someone sent me a picture of two beautiful twins that was born, Lord God. And I thank you so much for them. I pray for them. Pray for their family. I pray, Lord God, for those who are in bereavement, who have gone on, Lord God. I pray for their family, Lord God, that they've left behind. I pray, Lord God, that you'll encourage them. Lord God, strengthen their heart, their mind, their body, their soul, and their spirit. I thank you, Lord God, that you taught me to be able to teach others to seek first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness. All these things shall be added unto us, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for our jobs, our source of income, increase, for even those that are on unemployment, for those that are on fixed income. We thank you, Father, for them, that they can continuously seek first the kingdom of God, all your righteousness, Lord God. All these things, all the desires of their heart shall be added unto them. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for making a way. I don't know where. I thank you again for every minister, every ministry, Lord God, every missionary, every evangelist, every apostle, every elder, Lord God, every elder elect, every bishop, every archbishop, Lord God, every pastor, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for them, their ministry, their household, Lord God. You know, Lord God, what they're dealing with, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all the increase, Father, for this network that you blessed us, this platform you blessed us to be on, Father, for the healing of the nation, for to speak forth your word, your truth, Lord God, that someone will tune into this broadcast and hear the word of God and be healed and set free from their diseases and their sickness, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your precious Son, Jesus Christ, and his blood, his shed blood on Calvary's cross for our sins, Lord God. But for me, he died, Lord God. And Lord God, he died for the whole world. But Lord God, for you, Lord God, who loved the world, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, should have everlasting life. They should not perish, but they should have everlasting life. And we thank you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God. When we're hurting, when we're in pain, when we're sad, you're right there through the power of the Holy Ghost on fire to strengthen us, to give us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. And thank you, Lord God, that we can encourage such a one, Lord God. We can encourage our neighbors from our right, our neighbors from the left, our neighbors in the north, our neighbors in the south, neighbors in the northeast, neighbors in the southeast, neighbors in the northwest, neighbors in the southeast. We thank you, Father, for our neighbors, Lord God. Every name, every culture, everyone, Lord God, whether they're black or white, Indian, Greek, Jew, Gentiles, whether they're Chinese, Japanese, Lebanese, Lord God, Indians, Lord God, West Indians, East Indians, Lord God, Native Indians, oh Lord God, those from the Philippines, speaking Tagalog from Laos and Taiwanese, Hawaiians, Somalians, Lord God, from all the different countries in Africa, Lord God, from New Guinea to Ghana to from West Africa to East Africa, to the North and Morocco, Lord God, all the way to South Africa, all the way throughout all 53 countries in that continent, all the seven continents of the seven seas. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for the military service members, men and women, those who have served and those who have, are now veterans, Navy, Marines, Air Force. Thank you, Father, for all those in the Academy, Lord God, Air Force Academy, New York, Lord God, West Point, Marine Corps, Lord God, the Blue Angels and the Knights, the Army Knights. Oh my gosh, all of them, the seventh division, Lord God, and special forces, just everyone, Lord God, the bombers, the fighter pilots, everyone that make up this great nation. In the executive branch, we pray for our leaders, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the congressmen and congresswomen and the senators and all those leaders of this country. The mayors, the governors, postal workers, postmasters, all of them, Lord God. We thank you, Father. Firemen, police officers, just everyone that makes up this great nation. And there's teachers, the doctors, the lawyers, engineers, and those that are just students trying to figure it out. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for the mothers and the fathers. Bless this nation, Lord God, America. Oh, my God, bless America, I pray. From the north, south, east, and west, bless this nation. From sea to shining sea. Thank you, Father, for blessing me, my family, my children, for blessing my husband, for your divine protection of him as he travels over the dangerous highways and byways, as I travel over the dangerous highways and byways. Everything that we have, we give to you, and we give your name praise, honor, and glory. Bless this broadcast as it goes out to those that will listen to it, those that are listening to it, even right now. Pray for everyone that's on the line right now. You know their needs and you know what they have need of. You know their wants and their desire. I pray for them, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Encourage their heart. They're going through so much, Lord God. It's an unprecedented time that we're dealing with, Lord God. They call it the new normal. The things have been changed upside down. Father, for your glory, so that men will come and worship you and bless you, Lord God. He said, seek first the kingdom of God, all your righteousness. He said, all these things shall be added unto us in the mighty name of Jesus as we seek your face early. We thank you, Father, for answering every prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you. I bless your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy to be praised. The rising of the sun until the day and day of the same. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bid you a good night. I pray for the healing of your soul. As we pray these last two songs,